Curtain Call Theater just opened its new Latham Theater with the Neil Simon play, Lost in Yonkers. It's hard to say which is more impressive, the space or the production. Both are great. The space at 1 Gene Jugan Lane in Latham might just be the best place in Capital District to experience theater. With only 139 seats, it's as intimate as it is comfortable. The seats are generous in size, the sight lines are perfect, and there's plenty of parking. This production is a perfect marriage of space and material. Just as the theater is comfortable, so is the production. Lost in Yonkers is an enjoyable and thoughtful play about the need for an individual to feel loved. It won both the Pulitzer Prize for Drama and the Tony Award in 1991, and it seems as fresh today as it did then. However, without laughter, it could be a dreary experience about dysfunction. Instead, it's a charming work that offers insight into human behavior. The humor in a play, which is set in the early 1940s, comes from experiencing the situation through the eyes of two teenage boys. They are left to live with a stern grandmother while their father, in order to pay his deceased wife's hospital bills, takes a well-paying job that requires extensive travel throughout the South. Grandma is a tough German immigrant who believes that firm discipline is the only way to raise children. Sentiment and caring is akin to coddling, and no child has ever been coddled in her house. Her emotionally damaged adult children are proof of that. Jay is 15 and Artie is 13, and they immediately understand that living with Grandma Kurtz is going to be a life-changing experience. Kevin Zukowski as Jay and Micaiah Juman as Artie are each delightful. They are wise beyond their years, but never speak as wise guys. Their innocence makes funny their observations about their plight and the flaws of other family members. The comic timing the two young actors have mastered at such an early age has you dreaming of a day in the future when they are paired in Simon's other masterpiece, The Odd Couple. The kids provide the humor, but the heart and soul of the play is the relationship between Bella and Grandma. Bella is 35, single, and living at home. She's mentally challenged with an IQ lower than either Jay or Artie. However, she has the physical needs and desires of a mature woman. Kathleen Carey is absolutely wonderful in the role, as she makes Bella's disability charming without depreciating a woman's inherent intelligence. Carey makes it clear that this adorable woman needs to be loved more than she needs to be protected from the outside world. She is so endearing that even her accent, which sometimes sounds as if it would be more at home in Fenway Park than in Yankee Stadium, adds a touch of gentleness to her portrayal of this kind, caring, and sort of desperate woman. Sometimes it would seem the best an actor might do with Grandma Kurtz is to make her not hateful. Without depreciating a woman's harshness, Carol Charnica is able to suggest, while the woman's methods might be cruel, her intentions are for the best. Charnica is perfect as she shows it is hard to hate a woman who is tough and demanding because she wants to protect her children from the same pain she endured. Lost in Yonkers finds its joy by showing the loyalty family members have for each other. As she did with Brighton Beach Memoirs, another Simon play she directed at the Curtain Call Theater, Nan Molyneux's direction is excellent on every level. But it is especially distinguished as she accentuates the affection and caring that all family members share for each other. This is demonstrated most clearly in the supporting roles. Steve Lifer is caring as the broken and broke father. Kevin Barhite is outstanding as Uncle Louie, a gangster who offers his nephew sage advice about life and the mistakes that can be made. Pamela O'Connor is strong in the brief time on stage as a breath-impaired Aunt Gert. Set, costumes, and lighting all contribute to an auspicious opening for Curtain Call's season in its new space. You'll enjoy it. Lost in Yonkers at Curtain Call Theater, 1 Gene Jugan Lane, Latham, through October 7th. For tickets and schedule information, call 518-877-7529 or go to curtaincalltheater.com. This is Bob Geffert from Detroit Record.